don't you cry for me.
The Reckless Ray. The Reckless Power Hour.
Breaking news.
Augie, get in the f***ing car this instant. God damn it. So help me, if I have to get you and drag you in here myself, I'll do it.
Why can't you just leave me alone?
I have been leaving you alone the last 2 weeks. While it's been magical getting to hear myself talk uninterrupted for hours on end, it's starting to wear on my throat. Yeah, do you hear that tickle, Augie? Do you hear it? I'm trying lemon water, I'm trying everything. Well, I can't have it. It's my most valuable commodity. So man up and get in the damn car.
Just leave me alone. Fine.
Yeah, I see where leaving you alone's gotten you. Been to work, what, once in the last 2 weeks? Even then, all you did was wallow around the studio watching various YouTube covers She's Gone by Hall & Oates for 8 straight hours. Now your mom's staying with you? Jesus Christ, Augie, you're a grown man. While I appreciate the assortment of baked goods Mrs. St. Clair keeps sending to the office, you need to snap out of this woe-is-me shit right now. It's time to man up. Kelly is gone.
You think she likes it in California, Ray?
Do I think she likes living in Bakersfield? No, I do not. No one likes Bakersfield. Those that live in Bakersfield don't even like Bakersfield. It's a manure-ridden wasteland with a railroad track and a penchant for late-night knifings. Place is hell on earth. It's like they moved Compton 100 miles inland and dumped a pile of shit on it. And I don't really give a damn about her, her new ranch, her boyfriend, his 200 horses, or her unending quest to experience life.
It was 300 horses, actually.
God damn it, Augie, that's not the point. The point is we have a thriving political talk show that needs to push forward. Florida is at the epicenter of political lightning in a bottle heading into 2024, and we are in the prime position to take full advantage of that. Why can't you see that?
I think thriving might be a stretch.
The fine folks of Florida are counting on us to make them angry and tell them how to view the world. Who else is going to do that, Augie? Fox went limp. They silenced Tucker. Green is getting censored more and more all the time. Poor God-fearing Mike Lindell has been railroaded by the atheist left. We're the last beacons of truth that the citizens of this state can depend on. Who else is out there speculating, angering, warping minds? Do you want to let all those people down, Augie? Do you? Because I know I don't. And I know there's a lot of people out there right now pumped up about Newsmax saying they're going to be the next big thing, but I don't see it. I don't see it. They ain't got no balls, Augie. They ain't got no balls.
Do you ever just wonder why some people come in and out of your life? What it all means?
Oh my God. Why are you so distraught about some dame who pretty much belittled you on a daily basis? Now granted, I found her verbal castrations of you utterly hilarious. But I mean, come on, man. Wake up and grow a sack.
She wouldn't like you calling her a dame. She really wouldn't approve of your language. She'd get that little curl in her lip and narrow her eyes and...
Verbal castration, Augie. Week after week. She owned you.
That was just the first 18 months. 20 tops. I thought we had really been hitting our stride this past year. I mean, even if she was woefully unrealistic and illogical most of the time, it was still nice to see, just to be around someone with so much passion, you know? She really cared.
No, I don't. It just felt like I was around an excess of estrogen all the time. Constantly screaming, nagging. Frankly, it was a lot like my first marriage. Except even the boner pills didn't keep me erect. Just spent a lot of time tuning her out while I sang Gordon Lightfoot in my head until I saw her lips stop moving.
Her lips?
Fine, until I saw her chest stop heaving. Not that I could ever see much. 15 layers of hemp wrapped around her like a f***ing burlap sack. Oh, I suppose I will miss how irritated I could get her. Remember that time I told her AOC was a closet conservative and there was no horsey heaven?
And she slapped you in the face?
Oh, those were good times. Made for quality entertainment. Damn it, Augie, now you got me being all sentimental. Enough of this. As Freddie Mercury would say, the show must go on. Thankfully, you have a friend like me to pull you through. Leave it to the big dog to snap you out of this Cameron Fry phase you're in. Help you forget all about that Karen and her dreaded horses.
You mean Kelly?
Sure, why not? I really can't even pretend to care. Now guess what I have planned.
The all-you-can-eat buffet at the Boom Boom Room again?
Don't be ridiculous. It's not Tuesday. Nor was the talent impressed with your last showing there sobbing in the corner. This is even better. You're going on a classic road trip with Uncle Ray. Next stop, Church Hill Downs.
I think that's Bonanza there, big dog.
Get the car, Augie.
So let me get this straight to help cheer me up and forget about a girl who left us for horses. you're going to take us to watch horses.
Hair of the dog, hair of the dog, my friend. I'm sure if Carol were here right now, she'd rattle some bullshit about exposure therapy, face your fears garbage, blah, 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 liberal mental health mumbo jumbo. Regardless, it's that magical few weeks of the year where I invest 40 to 50% of my annual income on the Triple Crown races in a strategic series of trifecta long shots.
And how does that usually work out for you?
I typically live pretty lean through the summer months. There's no shame in canned bean dinners or a Mickey D's dollar menu item. Besides, I got a feeling this is my year. I'm due.
Says every degenerate gambler ever. Also, I thought you told me you had a lifetime ban from Churchill Downs after an incident in the paddocks back in 98?
Nah. That was all a big misunderstanding. They could never prove I was the one that pushed the plunger on that syringe. But more to the point, the Churchill Down boards of directors said I was eligible to reinstate myself after 25 years. And guess what year it is, Augie?
Judging by the saliva dripping down the corner of your mouth and the slightest bulge in your velour pants, guessing it's been about 25 years.
And do you know who happens to be a big fan of the show and accepted my request for reinstatement?
Lucky me, I'm guessing somebody on the board of directors.
That's right. Uncle Ray is headed back to the Twin Spires.
Didn't the Florida Institute for the Protection of Minors ask you to stop referring to yourself as Uncle Ray?
Yeah, well, they can suck it.
And ironically, now you're headed back in the same 94 Oldsmobile you attended your last derby in.
You know, you really are the most morose person I've ever met. And don't belittle Betsy. They don't make them like her anymore. 227,000 miles and still going strong. Oh, if those back seats could talk, the things they'd say.
I'm assuming they would ask to be tested for a host of venereal diseases.
Not that a little penicillin can't clear up. So what do you say? Are you in?
Fine.
All right. We're gonna turn that frown upside down, my dreary chum. When things are at their darkest, pal, it's a brave man who can kick back and party. Augie, let the good times roll.
Woo!
Ah, Augie, do you have AAA by chance? Good morning, folks. As promised, for this week's part two of the Power Hour, we are broadcasting today live from Louisville, Kentucky, just outside the Churchill Downs.
To be completely transparent, which I know is not the show's forte, we are in the parking lot of a Red Carpet Inn in Clarksville, Indiana, because Ray didn't realize that you might need to make hotel reservations and buy tickets ahead of time when there's an event with 150,000 people in attendance.
God damn it, Augie. I'm trying to create ambiance here. They teach you anything in journalism school at Harvard? Besides, we don't need to be part of that left-wing glitz and glam. Now put on the straw hat I bought you from Home Depot and get into the spirit of the scene. Besides, Ray is a man of the blue-collar folk anyway. Like the ones right here in... Where are we at again, Augie?
Clarksville, Indiana.
Clarksville, Indiana. That's right, Clarksville. What do you say, Clarksville? How you doing today? Yeah, go f*** yourself. I will say that the hospitality has been fantastic here at the Red Carpet Inn. Met a tasty little number at the attached karaoke bar last night. Let's just say I know why they call it the Red Carpet Inn, Augie.
Normally I would interrupt you here and bleep that last line out, but really at this point, who cares? What's the point of any of it? Life is meaningless.
Yeah, ain't that something. As you can hear, folks, Augie is still his life of the party self, managing to squeeze joy out of the existence from everyone around him. But that's not going to get us down here today. We've got a fantastic program for you, and we'll be talking ponies all day in the lead-up to the big race. Ray's already dialed in with several wagers, and depending how my OTB picks shake out on my overseas cricket parlays, the stakes will only get higher. And let's not forget, for only $79, you can still get Ray's Superfecta Special Selections. I, of course, reserve the right to a modest 20% commission on all winners.
Or you could take that money and, say, throw it off a cliff.
You know, I thought the open road and aura of hope and possibility in the air here at Churchill Downs...
You mean Clarksville.
...here at the Kentucky Derby would breathe a little life back into you. But I see now a more disciplined, structured approach is going to be needed for you. I didn't want to do this, especially not on the air, Augie. But when we get back, I'm going to be enrolling you in a very selective mentorship program for lost souls such as yourself.
Thought I was supposedly already in some tutelage program of yours the past several years.
Clearly it's not working, because you're still the sad sack of potatoes you've always been, draped in a polo shirt. And personally, I can't watch it anymore. It's starting to bring me down. And I don't want to be brought down, Augie. Unless I'm drinking wild turkey or taking some special K, I don't want to be brought down. It's not me. It's not who I am. I thrive on positivity and hope, bringing out the best in people.
Yeah, you're an inspiration, all right. Yeah,
well, be that as it may, it's time for you to enter the auditing process that Ray has been honing over the past several years for maximum life perfection. I call it winnerism. It's all about being a winner in life, Augie, and it's a foolproof system.
I think I will pass.
It's not up for debate. Only a few lucky individuals have been given the opportunity to progress through this program. So this is a big moment in your life, Augie. Aha! Speaking of those who have went through the mentorship program, we have our first official Derby Day caller. Looks like it's Larry from Lancaster. Morning, Larry.
Hey, Ray. Did I call at the right time?
I don't know what you mean by about the right time. Must have been another late night for you. Hey there, Larry.
No, I slept pretty well. 13 hours, I think. I set my alarm just like you done told me and called in top of the hour with that question you wrote down. Hold on a second. Baby, you see that post-it that Ray gave me? No, look under that fudgesicles box.
Which one?
No, the other one. No, not that one either. The other one.
Please.
Yet another fine piece of authentic journalism here at the Power Hour.
Shut up, Augie. You have one upbeat emotion in the last 3 weeks and you decide to do it now?
Hey, Ray, I found it. It was under that other fudgesicle box. What do you think of Tap It Tries?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Larry. For starters, I think it sounds a lot like my last night. Hi-yo! I am on fire today, Augie. Unshackled, uncensored, like a phoenix rising after being freed from that peckish shrew Courtney. Finally, there's no one here to stop me from being me. It's like what God must feel like.
Yeah, the parallels are uncanny.
But to your point, that's a great question, Larry. I think Tappet Trice has a strong bloodline, has a lot of potential to run well here today. I have him in a handful of trifectas, and I look for a strong showing.
Okay, next up, it looks like we have Pedro from Pensacola on the line with the question.
Ah, Pedro, just sounds like a fellow man of the track. I could see it all, the aged fedora, the shiny diamond pinky ring, chest hair sprawling from a nice thick polyester V-neck, and a splash of high karate to give those little jockey chasers just what they like.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if
yes.
that was more offensive to people named Pedro, women, or just the entire Latino population. But anyways, Pedro does have a question for you.
Big fan of the show, Ray. What is your secret to success betting at the Derby?
Well, Pedro, it's quite simple. I only bet on horses with a direct lineage to Secretariat. That's right, Big Red, and I'm not talking about my fourth ex-wife. That leaves us with 8 horses to choose from. If I digress a bit, did you know Secretariat sired more than 660 offspring after retiring as a stud? I found that fascinating. Still don't know why they won't legalize human stud farms in the U.S. Elon Musk is always yammering on about a population deficit. Problem solved! Uncle Ray would gladly step in to avert that crisis. Feel like I could go 660 in 2 years? 3 tops? Augie, make sure that gets in my weekly suggestion email to Governor DeSantis.
Okay, on that note, we are getting very close to break, and I'm sure our listeners who took in that last segment will appreciate the opportunity to find a nearby trash can to vomit in, as I know I will. It looks like our last question before the break comes in on the chat line. Steve from Sarasota just emailed into the show. I'm reading this. Remarkably from Larry Lancaster at Hotmail. Unbelievable. Steve asks, what is your take on Bob Baffert's suspension, Ray? Does his transferred horse reincarnate have a chance at the run for the roses?
Well, as someone who has been wrongfully accused and prosecuted my fair share of times, I have a lot of sympathy for Bob. But in this world, if you're a winner who plays by the rules, unfortunately, people are always out to get you. Classic witch hunt. I live that reality every day, the same way Donald J. Trump does. Now, unfortunately, Bob's dealing with that. You know, I also miss seeing his glowing white hair and sunglasses in the interviews leading up to the big race, and that sucks for everybody. As far as his transferred horse goes, though, unfortunately, without the full Baffert secret sauce, I just don't think Recarnate is a legitimate contender.
By secret sauce, you mean betamethasone? And for the scores of loyal listeners out there, I think that you meant to say reincarnate.
You see what I'm talking about here, Steve? False allegation after false allegation. The losers of this world, i.e. Augie, they just can't accept that some people are better than them. Augie's case, most people. But that is a topic for another day. We're going to take a quick 2 and 2 here, folks, while I top off this mint julep and come back on the other side with some live interviews from people on the grounds here in Kentucky.
Indiana.
Oh my God, Augie. Put that f***ing hat back
the
on.
Reckless Ray. The Reckless Power Hour. Power Hour.
Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour. Power Hour.